From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The number of elderly inmates in U.S. prisons has tripled over the past 10 years, and not just men. There are now more elderly women behind bars than ever before. Yesterday, we heard about one of the oldest men in prison. Today, we meet the oldest incarcerated woman, 91-year-old Lucille Mary Keppen. She committed her crime just 3 years ago. NPR's Laura Sullivan found her in Shakopee, Minnesota.
Here in the quiet suburbs of Minneapolis, in a modern brick facility with carpeted floors and dorm-like rooms, lives the oldest female prisoner in the United States.
I committed my crime in 02. September 15th, I'll never forget that.
Lucille Mary Keppen is a small, frail woman with a patch of gray hair and a walking cane. 3 years ago, when she was 88, she shot and wounded a male companion who lived in her senior public housing complex in downtown Minneapolis. She was sentenced to 7 years in prison.
I have lost everything. Everything.
The man she shot was 64-year-old Stephen Bart Fleshy. Fleshy had nursed Keppen back to health after her heart attack and spent time with her. In return, Keppen paid most of Fleshy's bills. She bought him a van and paid for his gas. But in early fall 2002, Fleshy says their relationship changed.
I didn't agree with her thinking that I was her companion or boyfriend.
Bart Fleshy describes himself as a missionary. He says he tried to minister to Keppen. He says Keppen grew jealous when he befriended other women and angry when other women gave him money.
It was better to part ways because we couldn't agree. I says, you best find somebody else to minister to you. And so we separated.
That's not how Keppen saw it. One Sunday morning, not long after Fleshy broke off the relationship, Keppen went to church. She came home, had lunch, and set up coffee and donuts for the seniors' afternoon church service. Then she went to her closet, pulled down a large box, and chose a gun from her deceased husband's gun collection. She loaded it.
I said to myself, if he's just halfway decent to me, just halfway decent, I'll take it upstairs. Well, when he came down, so arrogant, and he looks at me and he goes, good evening. And I thought, that's it. And he turned around so fast that I caught him in the back.
The bullet lodged in Fleshy's right lung.
It felt kind of funny because at first I was in shock. I never expected it. And all of a sudden I realized, oh my God, I've been shot.
Horrified seniors standing nearby panicked, but Lucille Keppen stayed calm.
And I said to him, does it hurt? And I said, I really want it to hurt because you've hurt me so deeply and I was so good to you. I said, do you realize every stitch of clothing that you have on your body, your glasses, your watch, the ring, I said, I've even paid for your haircuts.
I just kept my mouth shut and, you know, hell has no fury like a woman scorned.
Shortly after, Fleshy passed out. And that's when Keppen saw the pool of blood forming on the floor beside him.
I got panicky. I thought, oh my God, what did I do? And I screamed and I hollered. I said, please get an ambulance right away. Hurry.
That was 3 years ago.
Oh, right by the beautiful garden. Look at that.
Today, Lucille Keppen spends her days writing letters and walking in a large, well-tended courtyard. Shakopee is one of the newest facilities for women in Minnesota. Keppen says she misses life on the outside. She lost her savings, her friends, and of course her freedom. But in some ways, for a poor senior, the health care and accommodations here are better than they are in senior public housing.
We have our own private bathroom. And a chair, my bed has a light on it, and I have a little thing for my TV, and it's clean, and we get clean linens every Saturday, so it's comfortable.
The 1980s and 90s brought about tough anti-crime initiatives and harsher sentencing. Because of that, the ranks of elderly in the nation's prisons have exploded. Most elderly inmates have spent decades in prison, but a few, like Keppen, are sentenced late in life, as courts have grown less willing to show leniency because of age. In prison, elderly women, much like older men, often need 24-hour attention, expensive health care, and help getting around. Kepin is no different. At 91, she can't always wait to use the restroom. She can't stand in line for long periods of time. And prison staff often have to stop her in the hallways when she gets confused.
You know where you're going?
I think I'll get out in the hall.
Yep, and don't forget you have to have lunch then too before you go. You should. It's noon. That's the last lunch.
At lunch, Kepin's gray hair stands out in the middle of a prison cafeteria filled with hundreds of young, lively prisoners.
She helps me with my tray.
A woman in her 20s rushes to the front to hold Kepin's tray. One group of women has saved her the last seat at their table. They call her Grandma. Bart Fleshy eats most of his lunches these days alone. After the shooting, Fleshy had to move out of the high-rise where he and Kepin lived when residents called him a troublemaker. Kepin wrote to Fleshy a year later. It was supposed to be an apology letter, but that's not quite how Fleshy read it. He says he hopes Lucille Kepin serves the whole 7 years because he doesn't think she's really sorry. And in many ways, she's not.
I made one mistake at 88. It should have been reversed. He should have been here, and I should have been out.
That's unlikely to happen. Despite a small group of supporters who want Lucille Kepin let out early because of her age, Minnesota's governor is not considering an early release. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.